Edmonton Rush did not want to start the season 0-3. It probably shouldn't have been 0-2, all things considered, but they were. They went into Calgary on Saturday and spanked the Roughnecks 16-8. Coincidence that their head coach was behind the bench? Who knows? We'll find out. Derek Keane returned to the Rush team on Saturday night and came away with the victory. Derek, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. Thank you.
So, obviously, it's all on the head coach's return, the reason why your team's suddenly victorious.
100% coincidence. And for the record, I share the sweet tooth with you. It sounds like you have a little more willpower than I do.
Oh, no, trust me. I had to put it out of harm's reach. It's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible. But it's a fun little game they play. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I guess, Derek, for you and for people who don't know, of course, your lovely wife, Wendy, had passed away in early January on the 2nd, right before your team's first game. So you're away with the team basically since training camp, and you came back. Did you say anything to the team before just to maybe, I don't know, finalize it? Or was there, when was that addressed, if ever?
Yeah, we did, actually. A little bit post-game, too. You know, through email communication with our guys, just kind of going forward. And then a little bit in our pregame discussion and talk about, you know, it's time to do exactly what Wendy would wanted us to do, and that's to move on and get back to business here. And those are her exact words. So, yeah, we discussed it briefly, and that's exactly what we did. We got on with our business.
Okay. And I know, Derek, I know you don't want to talk about it a little bit, but can you discuss why this was the right time for you to come back now for the team?
Well, I'd taken my son's, he's back to school in the U.S. He got back a couple weeks ago, and my daughter's back into her regular routine of high school and playing hockey. So, and for me, I got back to my so-called real job last week as well. And so it was time to get back with the team. I mean, I'd thought about taking an extra week, but there was really no point. I mean, everybody kind of got back into their regular lives and routine, and I had managed to take care of some business things that needed to be done, and it was just time to get back last week.
Now, I know when I had the luxury of writing that article about Wendy, she made it pretty clear that she expected you to go back to coaching, you know, at some point after she passed away. It's a little bit something where I know you'd want to do it anyway, but this is what your wife wanted you to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, she wouldn't have it no other way. I mean, like we talked about even last year when she was diagnosed and I talked about taking the year off, she just would have no part of that. And, you know, she wanted me to get back to and continue to live her lives. And that's what she did, and you know, like we talked about before, she wants to remember for how she lived and how we live going forward, you know. So it was important to her and certainly to my family that I get back with the team, and they know how important it is to me, and it's therapeutic as well. They're a great group of guys to be around, and the support that they've given myself and my family over the past, you know, 15 or 16 months has been phenomenal.
And they gave you the, I don't know what that is, like a fisherman's hat, or you got the player of the game one. You looked like a drunk fisherman wearing that after the game.
That'll be the last time that I have that hat. And I did, as per instructions from her captain, wear it home on the flight. And It was slightly embarrassing. So the other part of the deal with it, this is a new thing to the team this year, is that there has to be some sort of pin or pendant put on it, so I was kind of lost as to what to do with it. Certainly I wasn't going to put a Toronto Maple Leafs pin on it and anything like that, and so my daughter suggested to me actually this morning that I put on the pancreatic cancer purple ribbon, so that'll be on it for next weekend. I'm sure the guys will appreciate that. Then it's theirs. Then it'll be awarded to a player every week, hopefully. And, not the coach.
Yeah, and so the player, the rule is the player has to wear it home on the team flight.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, and then they have to add a pin of some sort to it. But, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out this year. But, it is a beauty hat. I might steal it at the end of the year, actually, specifically for my fishing trips in the summer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the you with it, and I was chuckling quite hard. Derek Keenan joins. Now, Derek, let's get to the – I guess before the game even started, you along with Jeff and Jimmy and, you know, guys were in discussions. You'd made a trade – traded Corey Small to Vancouver for a first and 16 and a first round pick in 2019 because you felt like it would really free up your left side. And everybody talked about Greer and Matthews, but you told me before the game it was done as much to get Riley Lowe in the ball more. And lo and behold, you were bang on. He scored three goals.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to not only touches, but actually getting on the floor. So you take one left shot out of the equation. And he's the guy that is the beneficiary of, you know, playing off of two really highly skilled guys who draw a lot of attention. But he's also the guy that does all the dirty work to create space for those two guys and you know, to draw that attention. Consequently, he'll get the kickouts and good looks off of that. He's also really responsible in taking care of, you know, loose ball repossessions and transition to defense. And again, more time out there for him, the better. And he paid me back for that one on the weekend because I thought he was great. He played really well and he did his job. I mean, that's what we ask guys to do, is play the role and do their jobs, and he certainly did.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joined us, picking up their first victory of the season, 16-8 in Calgary. All of your offensive guys, Corey Conway got the late goal. Every guy contributed. Davis had three. Matthews had three. And I want to talk about one young kid. First time for you to see him behind the bench, Derek. I know you watch him on video, but I'm sure you get a different vantage point behind the bench. Ben McIntosh, two goals, five assists for 7 points in only his third NLL game. Just talk about the rookie and how he's fit in and where you see the potential for him going.
You know, from what I've seen, he's gotten better every game, and he's a mature rookie, though. You know, he's a couple of years of senior A lacrosse. You know, he's an All-American at college, and he's just a very intelligent player. He picks things up quickly. I can see him just progress almost shift to shift out there, and then in terms of a skill set, I don't know if I've seen a quicker set of hands in my life. Like, that ball is, it's in and out of that stick and very quickly. And I think we saw it on the weekend, a couple goals that most guys aren't capable of. And that's what we'll get from him. And again, he'll continue to evolve because he's got other parts of his game. He's a strong kid. You know, he can take the ball to the goal. He's just not all off ball and all that quick release stuff. He can do some other things as well. And another guy that's responsible in taking care of the other parts of the game and between the lines and loose ball repossession. So, real good to have him, and I think so far so good, and again, more upside to him, I think, coming.
Well, yeah, you think he's only going to get better, and you know, him and Mark Matthews, Matthews was one of the best passes I've seen in many years on the one goal to him. You know, two former number one picks, you know, swinging the ball across the floor, Derek, something that you know, I think Rush fans might get used to seeing those two guys in on a lot of plays back and forth.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, I think there's some chemistry there. They played a year of junior together, and they won a championship together. And very much like kind of Mark and Curtis Knight. Like, same thing, of course, we're without Curtis this year. So similar kind of chemistry, and both fitting into our system and how we do like to swing the ball side to side and try and get the goalies and the defense moving and out of position. So, I think more of that. You know, each week I think I can see this group getting better because, you know, even though you only make a couple little changes, it still takes a little bit of time to build that cohesion, and I can see that starting to evolve.
You only gave up 8 goals. Your team defense responded well after a tough night in Minnesota. What was the difference?
Well, I think we got back to who we are. First of all, we got back to a group from a year ago, the exact same, you know, with both Billick and LaFontaine in the lineup. You know, the first two games we scratched Billick in game one and Johnny in game two. So we got back to our group. We got back to, you know, smart ball pressure and had our slides and our rotations and our double teams in the right place at the right time. And we had some really, really good defensive sets against a hard team to play against. So I thought they were excellent, and then Boldy was there to make saves when needed, and thought our penalty kill was pretty good again. And you know, I still like to see us push the ball up a little bit harder at times, but I mean, sometimes it's not there. Teams play a little smarter. When we did have our opportunities, I think we scored two in transition, so I'm sure that'll come. But I thought everybody was better. I mean, Jeremy Thompson, I thought, struggled a little bit the first two games. I thought, having discussed with him prior to the game on the weekend about focusing on the defensive side of things, because the other parts of the game come pretty easy to him, the transition and the skill part and the face-offs, but he needs to really focus on defense, and I thought he was really good. So all those guys I thought were better, and that's what we asked him to do, you know, just be a little bit better. I mean, where you don't go from the season we had last year to being not a good team overnight, and especially when you're young, it's not like the guys got old, you know, over the course of a few months. So, you know, they just all performed a little bit better to a higher level.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, Jeff Cornwall, in lacrosse, you don't see many open floor hits very often, just the way defense is set up. Well, he had two hellacious hits. The second one, though, it looked like, from my vantage point, either popped his shoulder out temporarily or something. He definitely dropped it. He didn't return to the game. What's the update on his status?
Yeah, he did. It was a shoulder, and he was assessed today, and he's going to have a little more in-depth, I think, an x-ray and an ultrasound Wednesday. So probably I'd say he's questionable for this weekend, but we'll know more Wednesday. But it doesn't look to be, from what the doctor said, too serious, but he does want to do a little bit more in-depth look with an x-ray and an ultrasound to see if there's any further damage. But it could be just a strain where we're looking at a bit of time, and hopefully not too much, though, because he's certainly a real valuable piece of that puzzle on the back end. But we'll find out more later this week.
So if he can't play, who do you bring in?
I think we bring in Sarchetti right away. I mean, we're pretty confident in him and playing that role, and he works hard. He's a really fit kid, and, you know, he played in enough games last year and through a training camp this year and preseason to understand what we're doing on the back end. And then if it's an injured reserve situation, then we'd probably put Matt McGrady on the roster, because he's a big left-handed defensive player we've really liked in training camp. He's on our practice roster right now, so we'll just have to see. But certainly in the short term, if Jeff can't go this weekend, we'd put Sarchetti in.
Okay. Well, Derek, continued success back at home on Friday night. What do you know about New England?
Just, you know, watched them last night, some film, and they're... you know, they're deserving of 2-1. I think they earned two victories against two good teams in Buffalo and Rochester, and then they let one slip against Minnesota. Minnesota seems to be really, I think we kind of got them rolling there, giving up those 9 goals in one quarter. But they're young, they're enthusiastic, they're buying into a team system. They got some really good athletes on offense, and their goaltending's been good, and their defensive system seems to be working. So, you know, it's basically the Philadelphia team that moved to New England. However, they only kept 5 or 6 guys from last year's team. So it was pretty much a rebuild, but they really brought in a lot of good young players, which in today's lacrosse, because there are so many good young players, you can rebuild the team very quickly, and I think that's what they've done there. So the message to our guys is, you know, we're 1-2, they're 2-1. So there's no reason to be taking anybody lightly, that's for sure.
Well, Derek, good luck on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jason.